What we're going to do is, let me think. I'm going to read a scripture for us, and then I'm going to bring Annie and Craig up, and we're going to try to figure out how to sit 6 feet apart on the stage, and you'll watch us fumble around and do that, okay? But for our online guys, we don't have slides. We're not going to use any slides today, but our scripture passage that we're going to be jumping off of is Luke chapter 1. Verses 46 to 57. So I don't know if anybody, I tried to arrange this beforehand, but I don't know if it worked. But if somebody on Slack wants to throw that up in a link, please do that. And everybody can just follow along on your phones. This is Luke 1, verse 46. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but he has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors." All right, so let me pray for us, and then we'll bring Annie and Craig up. So God, thank you so much, Lord, just for the chance to gather together physically and online as a church body. God, thank you that we get to celebrate you, Jesus, that we get to be in a place where we can acknowledge how great you are. And so, Lord, this morning I pray just for your spirit to come. I pray that you would fill us. Lord, help us to be able to hear and to just sense and pick up on the things that you want for us this morning. And I just pray from whatever spot we're in this morning, Lord, would you reach out to us? Would you show us something about Jesus? And would you change something within us that would draw us closer to you? It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I think mention, I don't have a slide for that either, but our offering, our giving is for people who are part of our church, so you can do that online, vcclife.org. Did we say vcclife.org today earlier in the announcements? Did you say it? I almost felt like we didn't. Normally we say it about like 8 times, I wasn't sure if we did. So yes, vcclife.org/give. All right, so Craig and Annie, come on up. We're going to throw a stool here, and they definitely deserve a round of applause, so we'll see how that works. That's going to be yours. Yeah, that's your mic. Yep. I'm going to be here. You're going to grab that. Okay. And Tara back there on the live stream is doing new things too, so because we tried to throw another camera up here. Hopefully it works. Craig and Annie have been leading worship here at our church for a period of time. Annie, for like maybe since you were born or something like that. I don't know. Not here. Are you almost as? Have you been here almost as long as the church? Virtually, is that on? 2002. Yeah. Okay, so that's pretty close. Craig is more of a newbie, you know. It's been
baby Christian.
A baby Christian, yeah, something like that. I'm gonna scoot back just a little bit. This is weird. Is it still not on? Can we get Annie's mic up?
Hello? It's Debbie's mic.
Oh,
sorry,
Debbie's
Debbie.
Mic. That's Debbie. Right.
And cheese.
Okay.
Yeah.
See? Yep.
Sorry. I picked this one up because it was literally right here. And that seemed comforting.
So we're telling you off. So what we're going to do these 2 weeks, this Sunday and next Sunday, is we wanted to take some time to talk specifically about celebrating Jesus. So, you know, so in this church, if you've been around for very long, you know, we talk a good bit about kind of going deeper with God and opening up to him and letting him change you, letting him kind of go to places of hardship and suffering and like all that kind of thing. We don't always spend a lot of time talking about celebration or even joy and things that are, I don't know, more on the more on the positive, inspirational side of things. And so we wanted to take a couple weeks to do that. And this week, we're going to, I've got these guys up here because we're going to talk about celebrating Jesus through, principally through worship. And so, we're making live adjustments. We've got all sorts of wonderful staff and volunteers helping us, so it's good. So to do that, you know, we read our passage in Luke here, which really is Mary, Jesus' mother, just talking about how having a response of how joyful she was, really. And so I asked these guys to spend a little bit of time with that passage this morning, or before this morning, and just talk about that a little bit, and then we'll talk about some experience just now, right? They didn't actually know until they set foot on stage. So we have this thing of Mary's song. You guys looked at it. What's some of the context for that passage that you guys picked up on? And Yeah, go for
that
it.
That seemed really clear, Craig.
Craig was like, you're on.
He was like...
If it's not already clear to you, we didn't practice this, right?
So, yeah, we're just going to relax.
I went and hid in my older boy's bedroom on a short Zoom call where we were like...
I don't know.
So, scripture in context is life, right? Like that is our context for scripture, and which changes like all the time as we grow. And so I felt like this time when I was reading that, the context of my life of 2020, of looking at pivot fast, be ready, plan to have your plans not be plans.
Yep.
Be ready to like change. And so I was reading it and I'm like, man, Mary, pivot. She's like, okay. I mean, like, reading that, like in her context, in her world, people weren't like, this is probably exactly how the Messiah is going to enter the world and do the Messiah things
right. That
he is going to do to change the world.
And probably Mary was totally expecting to be
probably
because
she was a part of
that,
culture, and I'm sure there was like that expectation. So when you have an expectation, even if you're like, I wasn't sure I had an expectation, now this year you were sure, right, that you had expectations that were different, because then they weren't met, and then you become aware, oh, I had expectations. So I was like reading this, thinking, wow. Not only did she pivot really fast, but I think what that really speaks to is like a moment of, David talks a lot about like the Christian walk of being like, we begin to know our true selves better, mm-hmm. in the context of knowing God better, knowing really and truly who God is. And I think that happened then like really quickly for her to go to a spot of praise, of magnifying God this was not what I was expecting. This was not what I thought this would be. And then I put myself in that spot and going, I don't know that I would have pivoted that fast. And yeah. I say that based on this year because I didn't pivot very fast.
Yeah.
Like this, I thought this year kind of was a little bit like of what God was working around rather than what God was doing. And that was a long, I might still be on that trajectory.
Still on that. We're probably still on that journey. Right?
But she just went straight to... I mean, because it says in scripture, it's like this happens to her. And then it says, and a few days later, she went to go see her cousin Elizabeth. So it's like in a few days, she had gone from probably an expectation of what the coming of the Messiah would be like to not a space of like having to wrap her understanding around it and still kind of processing and going through. I'm not saying she didn't have that, but to the point of of just being able to know God well enough to put that still ahead of that, to say that is still more important and more significant, that I know through this, like, how good God is. Mm-hmm. So that was, again, in the context of how we read scripture in life, that was really significant.
Yeah, so Luke 1, as you guys know, it's Christmas story, really, right in the depths of it. Elizabeth has been told, or Elizabeth has John the Baptist in her belly, she's pregnant. Craig, we were talking earlier, so my understanding is that you have not been pregnant before.
No, that's, not yet.
Not yet. Okay. All right. So
I have witnessed birth, but I have not been pregnant myself.
Okay. Okay. So, but you have been in a situation where you were expecting a child. Is
yes.
that correct?
Yes.
And so, what was that? Was that experience, especially with the first one, was there any degree of uncertainty or any sort of, I don't know?
There was high degrees.
High degrees of uncertainty.
Yeah. So. When I was reading, so first I read the song and I thought, man, it's been a while since I felt like that. I mean, just totally, God, I love you. And just being in that place of just pure joy.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, we keep talking about 2020, but there's just been a lot of, like she was saying, prepare to be unprepared, you know, prepare for things to change. And I imagine Mary, I mean, she's just walking to the grocery store, right? And like Gabriel just pops up, you know, an angel just falls down and gives her this news. And it's like, wait, what? But I'm, and then he's just gone.
Yeah.
And so then she's sitting with that, I'm imagining. And, you know, it's really big and it's great, but I could imagine how you could be pretty anxious and scared, especially in that time with what, you know, with, I mean, you're thinking, an adulterous woman. I mean, she's a virgin. Yeah. She's, you know, she's with Joseph, and now she's going to be pregnant, and all these things are probably going through her mind because she's human. So being in that spot, and then, you know, later on it says that she, you know, she goes to Elizabeth's house.
Yeah.
And I would imagine that she was going there for some sort of, maybe some comfort, or just to be with someone that she trusts and loves, because she's like, I just got told some pretty big news.
I mean,
she couldn't text
on.
Her, you know? Like, you can't just send her a text like, hey, Gabriel stopped by and told me that this is going down. You know, you got to go and be with her. And then, you know, and then she gets there and things sort of happen.
And yeah, you're exactly right. She comes to this point where she's like, my soul magnifies the Lord, right? Like, that's kind of the opening statement.
Yeah, how do we get
and
there?
How did she get there? What do you guys think led up to her being able to do that?
That was my cue for you.
You didn't do it as forcefully as I did.
Competing cues. It's hard.
I
should do a better job of, you know, just saying.
Yeah, you just gotta call us out. Yeah, call
names.
Us out.
I like to be relaxed.
So actually, I didn't think about you thought this thought when we were talking about this, but. So when she gets to Elizabeth's house, something changes, and it talks about how the baby like leapt in the womb, right, for Elizabeth. And she shares this news, and probably sort of like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? This is going to be terrible. And then Elizabeth is like, this is so great.
Yeah.
This is the greatest thing that has ever happened. Like, I am pregnant with, and I'm going to call him John. And you're pregnant with God's son. Like, this is a huge deal. Let's rejoice. And it, like, switches something in Mary.
Yeah.
Like, something in her heart turns there. And she goes, I mean, she quick pivots from fear and anxiety to joy. And then so much joy that song comes out.
Yeah.
And that's, like, a pretty powerful statement that she just kind of just rambles off the top of how much gratitude she has for what happened in her life, you know. So there's something in that interaction with Elizabeth that happened for her that just totally took all of that fear and anxiety and turned it, and God used it for good.
Yeah. Yeah. So can you guys, I mean, just in your own stories, maybe 2020, maybe not, you know, but I mean, just are there any parallels or any thoughts along those lines that you can share with us?
Yeah, I mean, that's like what Craig was saying. I think too, like, why did she decide to go? Was this like a pre-planned trip, or was she like, you know what, I need to go see her? This is, and I think that's probably what it was, like her cousin saying, I need to go see somebody who I trust, who I'm really close to. And when somebody like that reflects back, I do think this is what God's saying to you, or I do think this is what's happening, like that does change something, because you don't feel alone in that. Especially, again, if we're talking about something that would have been really outside of any kind of normal thought or cultural bounds of like, how does this look? And so going and seeing somebody that she trusted, who she knew would reflect God back to her, made a big difference. And that, I think we all experience that a lot in the Vineyard, where we have somebody who comes alongside of us and says, yeah, I do think, even in prayer ministries, like, I do think this is what God is doing. How does that feel to you when I repeat this back, kind of, that this is what God's doing? Or when you get like a prophetic word and you're like, no way, no one could possibly have known, you know?
Yeah.
So that, I think that's really cool. But I do think there was like that moment too, where she saw clearly who God was,
yeah.
who God truly was, in a degree that she hadn't before. And I've never had one of those moments and be like, well, that's a bummer, you know, like, it's like, you're like, I thought you would be like this about that, and I thought it wouldn't involve me, or you wouldn't care, or you wouldn't, in some level, right? And then you see just a little bit more, you see who God truly is, and your soul is just like erupts with joy. I mean, in the sense, because it is outside of your control. You didn't like make that up, because what you made up was obviously worse, at least for me. I'm like, yeah, I make up a worse God, way worse than he actually is.
Right.
So, and yeah, this whole year has been, you know, similar to what she was going through and letting go of, like, her leaning on her understanding.
Yeah.
Like, that's been my year. I'm like, let go of leaning on your own understanding. I'm like, but then I think about how this is going, and he's like, you're not going to understand this. You can still trust me.
But I love what you said, though. I mean, it's like there is this reflection that happens, right? Like, she goes to someone who is able to bring out really that joy and bring out like what God is actually doing in the middle of that, right? And I think, I mean, that's, I don't know, I just feel like that's so much of why we have community, right? Like, why we do church. I mean, we do it for a lot of reasons, but that certainly is one major thing, is to be able to, exactly like you said, I mean, whether in prayer or just talking or whatever it is, it's like, no, God is doing this in right now, right? And being able to hear that is certainly something that brings joy. Craig, what were you thinking?
Yeah, I mean, it just seems like she, in taking it into kind of our world, right, it seems like she showed up to Elizabeth's house in one state, and then Elizabeth sort of acted like worship, or a worship leader, or however you want to look at that. And then she changed. And like, for my personal experience, I'm not going to go with 2020. All right, we're going to take a trip back to 2016.
Nice. 2016.
2017.
Sweet.
Aaron knows.
Did that exist, 2016? That
yeah, happened. A good year for me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Got married that year. So
nice.
But so I had just started coming to church, and this was probably the third or fourth time, and I was not in the great place. I was, had a lot of doubt, thought the music was stupid, it was really boring. I played in a rock band, and I'm like, they're not even playing minor. I can't do it.
It's like you're in a rock band, but like a screaming rock band.
Yeah,
right?
I'm just where's the distortion, man? Like, turn it up. And so I'm in this spot, but also deeper than that, I'm lost. Right. I mean, I'm on some level, I'm looking for like a solution to this problem. And I've had this problem my whole life, where it's like, I don't have an identity. I don't know who I am, what to do, where to go. The world's telling me that I need to be this businessman, and I need to make money, and I need to do this and do that and get a house and have kids and do it all in this order, or else you're going to fail. And there's all these things going through my mind. And I had nowhere to rest them except for on my own shoulders. Right. So I started coming to church because Aaron started coming to church, and I'm like, well, if she's going to do it, I might as well just tag along. You know, maybe she'll like me more. And she did. So that worked out.
That's good.
But,
good plan.
There's a tip for you guys. So just go to church. Let's speed it up. I get here, and I'm sure they won't mind if I use their names, but there was a time where I was standing there, and Anna Schulte, our beloved Anna Schulte, was leading worship. And it was so beautiful. I mean, there was these harmonies going on, and I was caught completely off guard. And I saw David, who had given the teaching that day, go up for prayer, and he's just bawling. And there's people praying for him, and they're bawling. And then I start looking around, and everybody's crying. And then there's other people that are just like hands up, just in worship. And it changed something. I mean, something in my heart. And it was not of my doing. And that's the thing that gets me every time, is I can think about this methodically and think, okay, well, maybe this led to this, led to this, and then that changed me. But God, music goes into these like places that sometimes scripture can't. And at least for me it does, if I can get vulnerable enough for that to happen. So I got kind of caught off guard and smacked in the face. And all of a sudden I'm like, wow, this music is beautiful. And these people are all real. And they're all, like, they don't just go up there. No one's paying David to cry, are they? No? So it's like, so these are, you know, these are real feelings.
And then
to get to the joy part, I'm like, oh my gosh, this might actually work for me. Like, this might actually be my solution to feeling lost, to feeling like I have no identity.
Yeah.
And so it's like the joy and excitement that comes from that. And I mean, it's been, God's taken that, and now I'm standing up here and playing, which is, that's a story for another time. But like, God used that as just a little bit to sort of guide me. And there's been many moments of just of joy since then, but that always pops into my mind is that just transitional moment for me where I first felt that joy, that not world joy,
right.
Not
yeah.
world joy,
yeah.
Not like I got a new guitar pedal joy, but I mean, it's good.
which is some joy, definitely.
Hopefully, but I experienced that on Christmas. Anyway, so
is Santa Claus out there? Yeah.
So.
She is, but yeah,
okay. But yeah, so that joy that is just so much different and so much better than anything that I've experienced on earth.
Yeah,
it's just, you know, that it's God, because it just has this special feeling of God.
I don't know how else to explain it.
Make it happen. Because you were like judging the music and,
right.
and
yeah,
looking
like,
around, and then all of a sudden you're really, really not. Like, that wasn't
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, it was almost like there was this moment where it was dreamlike, really.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just perfect harmonies. I think Debbie was up there, you know, so. It was beautiful.
Debbie's perfect. So
yeah, she's great.
Yeah.
She's great. Great with harmonies. So,
but no, but you're in that environment. You're in this situation, and there's like something that changes. There's a catalyst. There's something that's not necessarily through your own, not through your own desire even really, but God
drops
in. I
wasn't thinking about changing
right.
that day.
Right.
I didn't want to change that day.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, in fact, I think I've heard you say like, please don't say the answer is Jesus, right? That's like not what
I don't want that.
And yet when that came, there was actually joy, right? Like it wasn't actually something that was, I don't know.
God gave me access to something that I'd never had access before.
Yeah.
That's what happened there. And of course, I didn't like run to someone and tell them about it. I'm like, I'm going to keep that a secret. So they can sit here and stare and maybe show up every other week for a little longer. And then.
Yeah. But I also love what you said about like, you know, music and song kind of being this, this thing that can reach parts of us that other things might have a hard time doing.
Catalyst.
Catalyst.
Like Elizabeth was for Mary.
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go.
Music is for like scripture or other places that God wants to get to. It's a catalyst.
Yeah. What would you say to us, Annie? I mean, as far as like just being able to enter into celebration, entering into joy like through worship.
I think you Oh, man, why do you guys make me talk? I always cry when I talk. I don't cry when I sing, but I cry when I talk.
I want your tears.
Like,
well, we just learned
I'll
you
do
get
this
because
Caleb's
that,
just so, running it, yeah. And I'll be passive, but now I'm not. So, I think you do. You have to go in with the amount of trust know what you can put your understanding on is God is better than the God that you think he is. Mm-hmm. That's still, like, I think that's just true for your whole life. I don't know that you get to a point where you're like, now I know that God is exactly this good. But if you can go in with that and let him do that, where he's like, I can show you who I really am in this moment. There is a response, and joy, I think, is very response related. Like, when we feel joy, I mean, there's that spot where you're like, you even like had to kind of almost intentionally choose, like, I need to hide this because it has an outward, like it does something to us, mm-hmm. that almost is an expressive thing, not just a, I felt this internal thing. It's like, wow, where's the output for this now? There's this surge coming through me. Where's the output for it? And it's in worship. It's not necessarily just musical worship, but it's when you take that and you hand it back to God, you just pour that back
out. Yeah.
But it takes the amount of faith of just I think not assuming you know, which is really hard because I think I found so much more in my life that there's a lot more that I assume I know than I actually know. In that sense, like in that, it's like you go, I mean, how often do we look, like, are you looking at Christmas now? You're looking ahead, and you're like, I know that it's going to go like this. I know this person is going to act this way, and I'm going to have to respond this way. Or I know, and, like, I think God's like, no, you don't. You don't know that. And when you kind of let go of those, like, I know I'm going to come into worship, and God's going to be, like, okay, and kind of nice to me when I'm worshiping. You don't know that. God could choose today to be like, I am going to show you how much more I love you than you knew yesterday or that one time that it hit you so strongly that I loved you. That could be any time, because that's what he does throughout our lives, right? He draws us closer by showing us who he is.
Yeah.
And he gives us the capacity to see that and understand it, like he did with Mary. He's like, here's some capacity for you to understand something completely off your grid.
Mm-hmm. So, and just the responder, even if she doesn't
understand right.
it at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that response part, I think, is like the easier part because it's just what's there. It's what starts filling up in you.
Right. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I just had a thought. I am aware that probably there are some people that don't exactly like worship. It's not like your love language. And worship doesn't really speak to you like it does. We're talking about
musical worship.
Musical worship. Musical worship. So like when we're playing up here, and I just wanted to, whoever that is, I just wanted to encourage you not to feel pressure to like look at the screen and sing the words and do all the things that the people around you are doing, but just to like experience that in whatever way seems comfortable for you, and not to feel pressure to do whatever everyone else is doing.
Yeah.
There's things in my life that just don't speak to me the way musical worship does, and that's why, you know, we're sitting up here. Music is like our life. We love music. But I just want to, it just came to my heart that there's probably people that don't feel that way, and I just want to encourage you today and, you know, in other services just to kind of explore that and not feel pressure, you know?
I mean, if I'm listening to really good music that fits with also being on top of a mountain at the same time, come on. I just want to say that too. Like, you don't have to look at this worship and go, that's my style, or that's what I connect with God with. Like, you can be reading in scripture and have the mind that God has given you to see who he's revealed himself to be. And your worship is, again, God has given you a clear vision of who he is, and you respond in worship, but it's not just what's up here.
I mean, you could eat good barbecue and experience worship. I mean, it's just seriously. Yeah. John knows. John Lester knows.
He does because he cries if people tell him it was so good.
I know,
like,
and it's his worship.
Thank you. I just really more crying wanted to again. Serve it's a lot everyone of crying. This food. I don't identify with that personally. So.
No, that's awesome stuff. We need to wrap it up, but that was that's really good stuff. And actually, so next week we're going to talk some more about celebrating Jesus, not with song, but with gifts. But in the meantime, we're gonna go ahead and do some song.
Can I say one more thing?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I was just gonna, about the corporate worship part, about what we do here. It's that same reflection part, right?
Yeah.
You have other people around you who are singing who God is, and they're experiencing God like Craig felt like, what is happening? Because he was seeing it reflected all around him, but not like being the person who's like, I'm going to participate in this, or I'm going to, he's just experiencing that because it's being reflected all around him who God is. And that's really like why we do this, right?
Yeah.
Why we do the corporate worship is because we're singing, we're using the same words at the same time. We don't normally get to do that in ways of worship unless we're using music because people can remember the timing of that and speak that. Like, you can do liturgy, right, and say the same things at the same time. But this is that plus that element of music, that element of mystery. And
bring your doubt. Bring it. Bring it. God can handle the doubt. Bring all those tough feelings. Just bring it. I found that God can handle my cynical self about everything, he can handle
anything,
so,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. Well, thank you guys. Let's give them a round of applause here.